You know, after the interesting discussion we had on the phone the other evening, I thought it would be appropriate to make this little tape regarding the three principles, and perhaps it may give us a clearer picture of why thought has such a strong influence on our personal lives. First of all, we have to ask ourselves, what is thought? Well, thought is a gift that enables us to acknowledge the existence of creation itself. It gives us the power to think our way through this cosmic drama we call life. But if you think about it, the power of universal thought is rather an ambiguous subject to even discuss. After all, you can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't smell it. You can't hear it. Nor can you taste it. The power of universal thought is there for us to use at will, and it is by the usage of this power called thought that we paint the picture of the world we live in. Now, how we use such a gift is extremely important to the quality of our personal lives. Oh yes, one very important thing to remember is each and every day we have literally thousands of thoughts going through our heads. And believe me, no matter who you are or how perfect you think you are, we all, from time to time, have thoughts that are good and thoughts that are bad. Many are spontaneous and out of our control to stop. However, the main thing to remember is thoughts on their own are completely neutral, and it is you, as a thinker, who puts life into them. And the beauty is, we are not forced to act on all of them, only the ones we choose. Now, this ability to choose is what is known as our free will, and our free will gives us the authority to change our mind at will. Example. One day you get really annoyed at someone, and for a fleeting moment in time, you say, I'd like to punch him straight in the nose. Then you rethink the whole situation over and realize that your first thought of punching anybody was a bad call, and maybe you should just walk away and forget it, realizing the whole act would be totally counterproductive. Here you have used your free will wisely and simply changed your mind. This is why I say life as we know it is truly a psychological experience from the cradle to the grave. We're psychological thinkers. We are born thinkers. We think our way through life, and to assist us in this big universal drama, we were blessed with three very important gifts. And they are the power of universal mind, the power of universal consciousness, and the power of universal thought. Together, these three universal gifts are what all living creatures use to weave their entire experience here on Earth. First, let's take a closer look at universal thought. Universal thought is a spiritual power that has no form of its own, and it is completely neutral. It's the same with universal mind and universal consciousness. They too have no form and are completely neutral. Nevertheless, it's by the use of these three principles that our role in this gigantic drama begins. You know, throughout the past 25 years, I imagine I've been asked at least 1,000 times in many, many different ways, how do these three principles work in our lives, and how can I unravel such a puzzle? Well, immaterial how such a question was ever asked, my answer has always been, and always will be, that no one can come to the end of their investigation regarding the workings of the three principles. But I can tell you this, The formula to such an answer lies within the soul of every human being on earth. The only thing that stops us from seeing this is our own innocent, misguided personal thinking. You know, libraries and universities throughout the entire world have the knowledge you're looking for. All the major religions have it. But the trick is, it is you who must find it. And you know what the ironic twist is? It's hidden in a form. The form being the spoken word and the printed word. But this, I can assure you, when anyone does find such knowledge, it is found beyond the written or the spoken word. The words of the wise who try to explain what we call truth had no other choice but to try and explain it in metaphors. Paradoxes at times makes it very, very difficult to understand. Throughout the ages, the wise have tried in many ways to try and explain the secret of the knowledge that lies within. And they knew full well that their words were merely a guide to try and expand the boundaries of the listener's minds. They try and expand it to the yet unknown. Let's try another way to explain this cosmic puzzle. You know how in science it takes two or more elements to create what is known as a compound? Well, it's the same with these three elements. They are what I would call psychological elements. And if you mix these elements together, you get what I am calling psychological compounds. What is a psychological compound? Psychological compounds are literally anything that you can think about or experience via your five senses. I can remember a few years ago I was asked, doesn't this make our five senses elements? My answer was, no, not at all. Because our five senses, smelling, tasting, seeing, hearing, touching, are all activated by the power of universal mind, consciousness, and thought. Now, if anybody starts to lose their hearing, for example, naturally that person would go to a doctor, would give an examination, and if necessary, send the patient to a specialist to ascertain the damage and the cause. It'd be the same if anyone was losing their eyesight or their sense of taste or their sense of smell. Naturally, they'd go and see a specialist. This is why we have medical doctors. They take care of the physical form. Do you know an interesting thing? Deep inside all human beings, beyond the physical form, lies a knowledge that is very, very important to the function of the human body and the human mind. This knowledge we call wisdom. You know, throughout my life I've been asked many times, why do we all appear to see life from a different perspective? Example, why is it some people like apples and others prefer oranges? My answer to such a question would be, we are born thinkers, and by using the power of mind combined with our free will, we naturally differ from time to time. Some mystical writings refer to this difference as seeing or living in separate realities. One could say, our thoughts are the divine paintbrush we use to paint the picture of how we observe and relate to this reality we call life. As human beings, it's just naturally we're going to differ from time to time, because we all paint a different picture of what we see every day. And we paint it by using the three principles: mind, consciousness, and thought. Now remember, please, I am not judging anyone or saying who is right or who is wrong. Neither am I saying who has a right to be wrong or who hasn't. All I am saying is, we all work through the same three principles of mind, consciousness, and thought. You know, if you really look closely, you'll see that the great thinkers of this world were those who were unlimited by other people's concepts of life. They were the ones who forged ahead and opened their minds and raised their thoughts to new horizons beyond the known, to where the unknown was waiting to be discovered. Like Albert Einstein, for example, or many of the other great minds of history, or the great minds of today. You know, there's wisdom written and talked about throughout the entire world every day. If you can recognize it when you hear it or see it. Why do you think schools and universities are built? They're there to pass down to the next generation all the benefits of their teachers' experience and wisdom. Okay, let's move on and have a brief look at the power of consciousness now. As I said before, the power of consciousness, it's a formless, and on its own, it is completely neutral, which makes it a very nebulous subject to even discuss. Yet, the same consciousness is the element that gives us the ability to realize the existence of creation. It also holds the secret to the workings of all human behavior in this world we live in. Consciousness is an element, when mixed with mind and thought, can come in an infinite amount of levels, resulting in limitless levels of understanding. As a matter of fact, finding greater levels of consciousness is as endless as time itself. There is literally no end to it. But it can appear at any moment. I'll give you an example how it can just appear in your life. Say, for instance, you're sitting in a classroom and a professor explaining some theory that makes absolutely no sense to you at all. You go home and you study as hard as you can regarding the professor's lecture with little or no success, and you feel completely confused. 3 days later, you attend another class, and the same professor is still talking way beyond your comprehension. At the same time, he keeps telling the class that what he is saying is simple logic. However, to your way of seeing things, the professor could be speaking some foreign language. And most definitely, as far as you're concerned, he is vastly underestimating the complexity of his own lecture by saying it is simple logic. Then out of the blue, the professor says something that attracts your attention, and it stimulates your mind, and suddenly the professor's words start to make common sense. You actually understand what he is trying to convey to you. And just as the professor had said all along, it was simple logic. In other words, you see the picture that the professor painted from his words and thoughts. This is what I would call going beyond the teacher's words and going from the unknown to the known. You know, one very important thing to remember is every day in the classroom, teachers of all walks of life are raising their students to a higher level of understanding. This is their job, to raise their students' consciousness and make them become more aware of particular subjects. And raising one's level of consciousness leads to greater understanding. Always look for simple logic. Example, if your head is full of insecure thoughts, then you will live in a world of insecurity. This is simple logic. On the other hand, if you have thoughts of security, this naturally brings to you more secure thoughts and calmness in your life. This too is simple logic. Let me give you an example of what I'm trying to convey. About 25 years ago, I was talking about the three principles and how they worked, and a young lady interrupted me, then started to explain how her classes at college were creating much stress in her life, and she was on medication and had dropped out of school feeling sure she would never return. After the talk was over, she left the meeting hall, and on the way to the car, it suddenly became very clear to her what I really meant. The lady in question came back into the room all excited, saying that she had just realized how it was her own thoughts that were creating a lot of her unnecessary, insecure bouts of behavior regarding her own capabilities in the classroom. That same lady was exceptionally clever, and she went back to university and she finished her degree. But the amazing thing was, on her return to school, she found it wasn't half as bad as she had previously experienced it. And all she had done was change her attitude towards school. And her life in general changed dramatically, which in turn made it quite unnecessary for her to continue with her medication. Trust me when I tell you, such knowledge will always come as simplicity. For in simplicity lies the answers to all complexity. I can assure you, the more truth is analyzed and dissected and tried to be explained, the more complicated and lost it becomes. Keep it simple, and remember, it is not the words that are the main item of importance here, but beyond the words to their true meaning. I thank you, Judy, for listening to this little talk, and I hope it has some meaning for you.